W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Not only are there daily missile barrages between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv.
Israeli tanks rumbling into northern Gaza for the third time since the war began, displacing thousands. And Israeli airstrikes hit a mosque and a school in a designated safer zone, killing 45 according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The IDF saying they targeted Hamas command posts.
The IDF is the Israeli military. Headed for Florida's west coast Wednesday afternoon, according to forecasters, as Governor Ron DeSantis warns.
This is something that potentially would be greater power outages than what we just saw with Hurricane Helene.
Hurricane Milton expected to bring life-threatening storm surge for much of Florida's west coast and damaging hurricane-force winds across the state. At least 227 have died in the southeast from Hurricane Helene. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court reconvenes tomorrow, says ABC's Devin Dwyer.
The justices are braced for a wave of election-related disputes over voting rules and possibly certification of the results, but they are also prepared to take on some major questions like, can states require age verification to access pornography online? The court will also look at whether the FDA is illegally blocking the sale of flavored e-cigarettes and vapes, and should self-assemble gun kits, which are widely available online, be treated like any other firearm, subject to background checks and registration requirements.
On the offense against cancer, says ABC's Joey Waller.
Talk about a comeback. Houston Texans defensive end Dylan Horton playing in today's game against the Buffalo Bills just 11 months after being diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. Horton's cancer is now in remission.
It's his second NFL season. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
8:03, welcome to Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight tonight. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr hanging out with you. Let's get the hour kicked off with a double dip of the Jimmies. They got a show coming up. We'll tell you all about it. But first, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Let me tell you about my baby. You don't want to make her mad. Now she's the sweetest little woman, boys, I ever had. Wondering what's gonna happen here next.
future. Probably gonna happen to you. One day some girl, she gonna knock you out. Boy, there's nothing you can do. When you got love, sweet, sweet innocent love, it takes a good man for a woman to stay. When you got love, sweet, sweet innocent love, treat your woman right and she will love you till your dying day. Into her eyes, make your heart skip a beat or two. Might be a farmer's daughter, could be a southern belle, maybe the devil in disguise, or angel keep you out of hell. Takes a good man to make a woman stay. When you got love, young, sweet, innocent love, treat your woman right and she will love you till your dying day.
Jimmy Show, this is where you stand up and go crazy.
Oh, he's so good.
The
They're
Jimmies.
All so good.
Yeah, they are.
The She's
Jimmies,
so good.
when you got love, and before that, You ain't seen nothing yet. Double dip of the Jimmies kick off your 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr, holding down the fort. And Rocker, the Jimmies have a couple of shows coming up. First of all, they're going to be at the City Auditorium in Richland Center on October 11th, and on Thursday, October 17th, they're going to be at Tolfer's Pub in the mighty town of New Glarus. But they also have breaking news that they're coming back in because of La Fête de Barquette.
Oh, that's good.
That's right, Jimmy. Friday, October 18th at the Wilmar Neighborhood Center right here in Madison, Marsha Ball and Jimmy Vaguely, they're going to be playing their show, because if you remember at Fête de Marquette, I think they got rained out into their second song. And so the cancellation, it caused almost a 40% loss of revenue for the Wilmar Neighborhood Center, because, you know, that's one of their biggest fundraisers.
That was just an awful weekend around for the weather for them. Wow.
And so so Jimmy and Marsha Ball, you know, just famous blues artist Marsha Ball from Chicago, they've agreed to come back to Madison and finish the concert. So, you know, everybody's super grateful. And Marsha Ball and Jimmy Vaguely, they're going to be donating their performance fees back to the Wilmar Center. So that's October 18th. A really feel-good story. And then, you know, the Jimmies, they're playing around everywhere else, too. Jamming for Slammin' Cancer at the Red Mouse in Cross Plains. That's on Highway P here in Madison. And then Park Center in Hayward on November 2nd.
Those Jimmies get around, don't they?
Hayward, yeah. If you're listening to WBZH up in Hayward, AM 910. That's a good show for you to go check out. Jimmy's are always a good time.
It's always funny in the winter. He'll post, Jimmy Vaguely posts about, I got to dig the bus out. Yeah, he always ends up with the bus stuck in some kind of snowdrift or something, and he's digging the bus out. Yeah. I just enjoy
him.
They
have one of those old converted tour buses
that was
a Greyhound bus or something like that, right?
It's huge and heavy, but once it's stuck, oh boy.
You know, I'll never forget when they played Atwood Fest, right? They were playing in Minnesota somewhere, the day before. So they're rushing back to Madison, and the tire from their van fell off.
Oh, geez!
And they had to fix the van along the way. They still made it to Atwood Fest, but they took the tire that it spun off and rolled off. Right, they went and got the tire, and they put it on stage.
I remember
and jammed
this.
In behind the tire. You know,
I
had the tire on stage the whole time. And hilarious!
Man.
Those guys are great.
They are really so much fun. Yeah,
we still got a bit of Max Inc. on the way here. Rocker was coming up this hour.
Well, we're still going to be talking to Anthony Brown about the Mama Listening Sessions and the Mama Show that's going to be coming up. And then Kathy Couture, she is live in the lair. We're going to be listening to her new album, Amazing, and hearing her amazing story.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. And just in case, if you don't have the app on your phone yet, grab it. It's a great resource. You can listen to Civic Media and all the radio stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever you go, you can download the app for free right now at civicmedia.us. Terry, I did it again.
What?
I did it again.
What did you do?
I booked an Amtrak travel trip.
Going this time?
Yeah. So at the end of October, we are going to go to St. Louis for 3 nights.
Oh, that is awesome.
And I've only driven through St. Louis. And Leona really wants to go up into the Arch.
I have done that.
And so let's talk about that.
She will enjoy it.
The ride up in the Arch is actually pretty unique. It's part roller coaster, part cog and wheel and cog.
That's a good elevator. Good description. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was your experience like going up in the Arch?
I loved it, and I was actually there because one of my best girlfriends at the time was in a dance band that had been put together by some people that knew Prince, and so she was traveling the country. Remember when hotels were the big place to go see bands?
Right. Yeah.
So she was playing at hotels all across the country, and then she was in St. Louis. Her hotel was right across from the Arch, and since her mom and I went to see her do her show, we're like, let's go to the Arch. It's really cool. You get to see so much from it. It's much higher than you think it is. But then going up, as you mentioned, it is kind of you're kind of going back and forth because it's not a straight up and down.
No,
it's
you're
like
going
that
up
weird
the arch.
Curve.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait to hear what you guys think of
it. I know. I was wondering, what would happen to your drink when you go up?
No drinks.
At some point, wouldn't it spill?
No drinks because there's no bathrooms in the Arch on the top.
No.
Really?
I didn't know this.
So look out underneath, huh?
I didn't know. In researching this trip a little bit, I always knew that the Arch was a national monument, but I didn't realize the park that it sits in and part of the park that goes through downtown St. Louis is actually a national park. Governed by the NPS.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's something I didn't
know. My gosh, I'm so excited for you guys.
So, we're taking the Amtrak down to Chicago. We're going to stay the night in Chicago and then hop the train over to St. Louis.
And it sounds like it's going to be just an enjoyable, simple trip. You don't have to deal with the traffic. That's one thing you and I have always talked about.
Right. I need to find some good barbecue. I'm in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So if you have a line on a good barbecue spot in the downtown area in St. Louis, I want to hear about it, please. Let me know. Throw me a text on the text line here.
There we go.
So barbecue sauce, St. Louis barbecue sauce, and maybe check out a blues show while I'm down there, too. Because St. Louis is really known for the blues.
Yeah, and it kind of spills St. Louis over to Kansas City. So between those two, you're set.
Kelsey Miles.
I was just gonna say, I gotta call Kelsey.
Yes,
and
she will help you out.
Do a show in St. Louis for me on these days. I'll be there for Halloween, actually.
And she probably knows some good barbecue.
Yeah,
she probably does.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I should have gone to Kansas City instead. A lot closer to Kelsey, you know.
Next time, that's your next trip,
Kelsey,
not Travis.
Kelsey Miles.
All right, we got Live in the Lair coming up here shortly. Let's do some music from Bad Boy. They're out of Milwaukee. They got a couple shows on the books here, too. November 27th, they'll be at Brewski Sports Pub in Milwaukee. And on December 16th, they'll be at, was it Schleiders?
No, that's Sleigh Riders.
Sleigh Riders.
That's an annual show that happens. It's a fundraiser. It's happening at Shank Hall. So Sleigh Riders is put together by the guy from Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a charity auction for 30 years. It says it right here. Yeah. Sleigh Riders.
Can you imagine that, Jimmy?
You're so prepared. I'm so unprepared.
You're doing all right,
We're
Jimmy.
Rocking the local tunes from Wisconsin. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
We gotta run. We gotta hide. Let's go.
Bad Boy and Asylum, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, live and layer, coming up at 9 o'clock, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. We're going to tell you about the Halloween party here in Madison that Max Inc. Radio is part of in just a couple of minutes. But right now, the Altered Five Blues Band, Older, Wiser, and Richer, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
If I only knew then what I know now, I'd been better off. If I only knew then what I know now, I'd change a thing or two. When I look back, I can't help but regret. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I can't forget. If I had a magic bullet, I'd heal my pain. If I had a magic bullet, I'd clear my name. Long out of sight, but still on my mind. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I can't rewind. One mistake is all it takes. One day you have it, next day it's gone. Now I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I carry the weight.
To Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the Steepwater Band and Broken Spirit Blues. They're gonna they're from Chicago and they're coming to Milwaukee on October 18th, playing at Shank Hall. Welcome to Max Inc., everybody. Original local music from Wisconsin. You know, Halloween is just around the corner, Terry. And Max Inc. Radio is putting on a show, or at least sponsoring a show. It's the freaking Halloween show. Sunday, Saturday, October 26th here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. Tickets are available now at high-noon.com. Get the early advance tickets if you can, because this show is guaranteed to sell out.
It does every year, doesn't it?
It really does.
Mm-hmm. And this is an annual Halloween show.
This is one of the longest running Halloween shows in the city of Madison. It was always like the biggest competitor rocker when we did Spooktacular around town. So
how about
it was
that?
Either people went to Spooktacular or they went to the freaking Halloween at the High Noon.
Okay. What do you know about it? Who's playing this year?
So it's a really unique lineup.
Okay.
And of course, the theme is local artists paying tribute to the big national bands like Metallica being performed by Iron Metal Jackson. There's Duran Duran being performed by members of the Chabelles, Gentle Brontosaurus, and Kitty Butler. How about Radiohead, performed by the Earthlings?
They're not picking easy music, you know, easy bands to cover. Wow.
ELO, performed by Shawn Michael Dargan. That's going to be cool.
Oh, my gosh.
And ELO. The Police, performed by members of M. Shays, Ask for Jane, and the Barnacles, which is a brand new group with a bunch of, like, hybrid Madison musicians.
Oh, cool.
And they, I think they just recorded out at Schluter's Place, Megatone Studios in Mount Horeb.
Nice. Okay, so now we got to get a hold of some of that music.
There's a costume contest that's happening that night, including cash prizes and prizes from multiple sponsors of the event. It's going to be pretty cool. Hope to see you there. Paul, by the way, I think we have this secure that...
Yep.
Terry Barr is going to be at the High Noon Saloon.
Okay, now I need help. Yeah. What should I dress up as
for
this?
Well, you should go as a KISS member.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, that would take all day to get ready. Just the makeup alone. But well, that would be fun.
Yeah. Which KISS member?
Oh, you know which one.
Gene?
No.
No, Ace?
Paul Stanley, my dear. He's
my next. Come on, man. Where you been?
He's my future ex-husband.
I'm a little slow on the draw here.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. What could you go as?
A TV anchor.
No, boy. That's typecasting.
Yeah.
I suppose I could I make a TV out of a box and like kind of wear the box?
Now you're talking. Now we're going. Yeah. That would be pretty fun.
And you are like out anniversarying.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be with Alice and we're going to be hanging out for our 27th anniversary.
Wow, you guys.
I'm trying to get E-Dub to come in and co-host with me here.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you know E-Dub, send him a Facebook message. Tell him to get on the radio with me on the 26th.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Get your advance tickets because I guarantee you the High Noon will sell out for the show freaking Halloween weekend. Saturday, October 26th at the High Noon Saloon. Get your advance tickets right now for only $15, by the way. It is an 18-plus show. High-noon.com. Are you going to do something for Halloween, Rocker?
I'm going to be out
vacationing
on an anniversary. But I can tell you one thing that I will be actually doing, besides clearing my throat, I am going to be doing some more radio coming up in the morning.
Ooh.
If you are in Madison, 6 to 8 a.m., I'll be sitting in for Gordy on the John and Gordy show starting October 21st.
I will be tuning in.
Yeah, I'll tune into that.
Yeah, let's text them.
Political and analysis.
Uh-huh.
So that should be very interesting.
Bring some fun, too. Morning shows should be fun as well.
Oh, yeah. You have a unique spin on politics, so that will be very interesting to listen to.
Oh, boy.
We're breaking out, Jimmy.
Yeah, there you go.
And like, right before the election, so it should be very interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Live in layers, just moments away. But before we do that, we're going to talk with Anthony Brown, and we're going to talk about the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association. We're going to get him on the phone. We're crossing our fingers. We'll do that next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Who is our pets?
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 Plus,
IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Who is our pets?
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I am doing my best. I am doing my very best to blow things up tonight.
What button did you push, Jimmy?
I don't want to tell you because I'm embarrassed.
It's okay.
I pushed the button that I wasn't supposed to push.
Does it
say right on it, don't push this button?
It's a big red button that says, Jimmy K, don't push this button.
I would push too then.
Sorry
He's
for
just
the
like,
explosion.
I wonder what it does though.
I know. If it says don't, I'm like, but I want to.
My goodness. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the show, everybody. 844-967-2789. Terry, you want to say hello to our next guest?
I do, and this is terrific. This is Anthony Brown. Anthony, thanks for joining us by phone. I know you've had a really busy day, and we want to talk to yes. Anthony about the MAMA, Madison Area Music Association, listening sessions that he has been so graciously putting together. You already have two in the books, but why would you say people should know about these sessions?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on tonight. I appreciate all that you do. The Madison Area Music Association has been around for over 20 years now, and it's always important to kind of have a read on where the community is, because music in the Madison area music is constantly evolving, changing.
Yeah.
And so about a year ago, I became a board member with the association. And one of the first things that we identified was, where is MAMA at with the current music scene? And so I put together an ad hoc committee called the Kaleidoscope Committee to address some of these, concerns for MAMA. So our committee met, and we talked about genres that maybe MAMA hasn't had as much connection or collaboration with. So we identified seven of those genres: blues, classical, country, religious and spiritual, jazz, hip hop, and Latin. And so we decided that we would take a year to meet with these different communities to talk about the strengths and challenges within each community and to find out ways that we could collaborate together. So the first one we had was fantastic. We met with the blues community back in August at Red Rooster because we also wanted to go where each community meets,
oh,
where
yes.
they perform, where they, you know, where they share their music interests. So that was a really great kickoff to the series. And now we're looking ahead this month on Tuesday, October 29th. We are meeting with the country music community at the Harmony Bar. We'll have a discussion at 6 o'clock, followed by an open mic for those that want to come and hang out, learn more about Mama, and also just listen to some great local and original music.
I love this idea. And you, do you feel like it's working? I know the second one you had was a classical music listening session. I would have loved to have come to that one. I could not. But how did that go? And just knowing you are really targeting in on all of these different genres of music.
Yes. Well, you know, each community is going to, because these are all challenging areas for Mama, each community is going to be different. So what we decided to do is that we're actually going to host a second classical listening session and change it up a little bit, because we're also trying to maneuver around each genre. And so, like, example, classical musicians and educators, they work during the week. And so we might have to, you know, we're looking at actually hosting a more intimate house setting on maybe a Sunday afternoon.
Ooh, I love
just
that.
So that we can, you know, make sure to be able to catch people. Just like why we decided to meet with the blues community on a Tuesday night, because that's a non-gigging night. So those are, you know, we're looking at each. So classical, we'll keep everyone up to date on when we're going to schedule that second session.
Yeah.
But we really do hope that people join us for these other sessions, because whether you are a musician or just a person who enjoys that particular genre, you should come out to talk about what makes it a great genre.
And it's so cool that you are taking the music and going to all of these different venues too. You know, if you haven't been to some of these, what a great reason to go and check out the venue and the music.
One genre that I'm excited that you're going to feature that has had trouble gaining traction here in Madison is the hip hop community. And they're going to be they're doing a show on, January 28th of 25 at Hayes Place. Talk about the excitement about trying to build up and create excitement around the hip hop community here.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I'm, you know, I always say that I'm a cousin of hip hop with my own music. My brothers and sisters in hip hop have done so many collaborations and projects together over the years. Hip hop in Madison has such an interesting history. Where do hip hop artists and those who enjoy being a part of the hip hop community, where do they go? And there have been some challenges over the years, but there's been some great work with the Madison Arts Commission. And Mama has also, there have been really great moments with Mama, with some of the award shows over the years featuring some of Madison's finest hip-hop lyricists and musicians. So, you know, Hayes Place, truth be told, I've never been there. My family and I, we just moved back to Wisconsin just a little over a year ago. And so I'm getting a chance to, you know, to get to know some of these new places in Madison that supports live music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually a recommendation from our other board member, Rob Dees, who I know you all know.
Oh, we love well. Rob. And
absolutely. And so Rob, Rob made the suggestion to me at Hayes Place. And we're going to make it different. You know, it will be maybe an open mic night, or maybe we'll feature a couple of local DJs and lyricists to participate that evening.
I can tell you, I haven't been into Hayes Place yet. I want to. It's on the north side where we all live, except for Terry.
Yes.
right at Aberg and Sherman in the Northgate Mall there. It's pretty cool. They have a lot of comedy shows there, too.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, another genre that you're supporting or building up here in Madison is the jazz music community. Of course, you know, jazz is so awesome. Yeah. There are some nice places here in Madison, like Cafe Coda for jazz. But talk about the importance of jazz and building that community up through the Mamas.
Well, I first want to also talk about, you know, my time away from Wisconsin You know, my wife and I were gone for 6 years. And I have to tell you, where we lived in Seattle for a year, and then we lived in Missoula, Montana. And those communities are actually very, the history of jazz in those communities is very rich. And so we, you know, kind of thinking about Madison and thinking about, you know, just how we want to continue to support those musicians. We, you know, I was like, we have to really focus in on that. And Madison also has a rich history of jazz mm-hmm. and blues. And so, you know, there, some of those musicians do cross over into those genres. So, you know, we are going to be meeting at CODA, and we're going to host more of a anybody that wants to come up and play. We'll have maybe not an open mic, but we'll have more of a jazz night that will feature other artists. And we hope that everybody comes out. You know, that this part of it is like, you know, maybe you're not in that community, but you might want to come and see some of these musicians that you've never heard of, or maybe you've heard of, but you just haven't had an opportunity to listen to them.
Well, and I want to mention, you know, if you go see some of these shows, you could spend a lot of money, but you are trying as a member with MAMA, Madison Area Music Association, keeping these shows free so people get a chance to listen and go to places they might not go otherwise.
Absolutely. That was the other thing, is that we wanted to make sure that all of these were accessible and that people had, you know, especially on a Tuesday night, we deliberately planned these events to be on a Tuesday evening and make it early so that people could still feel like they could, you know, could still feel like they had, you know, a chance, you know, in the middle of the week to be able to get back to whatever they need to get to.
Yeah.
So all these events are scheduled around that 6 o'clock time with some sort of open mic or jam session for the musician.
I got to say, though, what a great way to break up the week.
Absolutely.
Go do something like this. Yeah. And I know, Anthony, you are putting these events on the MAMA Facebook page. So that's kind of like the keeper of where everything is if we want info. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one place.
Okay. Oh, good. Tell us more.
Yeah. We're going to make sure that, you know, MAMA Social, and just so, you know, everyone that's listening tonight is aware, it's like, we're in MAMA 2.0. Rick Dwight and Roy Elkins have done an incredible job mm-hmm. with moving this organization forward. And so right now, MAMA has taken on quite a few new board members. We have an amazing volunteer executive director, Dana Perry.
She's rock star.
We have other people that have come to the table to help move the mission and vision forward of the organization. You know, if you think back to 2003, when Rick first brought the MAMA idea to Madison, it was new. It was like, what? Bring musicians of different backgrounds together for a night to celebrate music.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing that it took that long to have somebody think that idea up. But now here we are. And so, you know, we've got a great board. We have some really great minds on that board that are that have rolled up their sleeves and have committed to just making the great city of Madison even better than it is. But we also want to just make sure that those that enjoy music, that they can really get a chance to see what MAMA's about, through these events, we can share more about, you know, more about what we're doing.
Anthony, I wish we had more time to talk with you, but unfortunately we don't.
You're going to have to come back.
Yes, please do. let's talk about the Madison Area Music Association Award Show. That's coming up real fast. It's happening on Sunday, October 20th. The show starts at 7. The doors and the red carpet, which is always a blast, starts at 6 o'clock. It's at the High Noon Saloon this year here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
The show title is called the 2024 MAMA Awards Back to the Show. And it's going to be a great night. Mm-hmm. You can get advanced tickets right now. Just go to themamas.org, themamas.org, to get more information and get all the details. Anthony DeBrown, thank you for what you do for the Mamas.
Thank
and we really
you,
appreciate
Anthony.
Your time tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you again for having me. And everybody, keep that music alive.
Love it. Let's talk again soon, Anthony.
Yeah, take care. Peace and blessings.
All right. TheMamas.org. Once more, to get some more information on that, let's hear some Automatic Lover right now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. On Civic Media, we are local music with Automatic Lover and Alina. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Kathy Corter is here. We're going to hear some new music off her brand new CD. In the meantime, Parker Barrow, back to Birmingham. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Too late. too late. But I'm in some dive up north where no one knows my name. And I'm wondering if you're missing me the same. 'Cause I ain't crossed that state line in 3 months. The mile markers count the wrong way. And I don't care how much this dream's worth chasing. I've had about all that I can take. Trying to make you proud keeps me away from you. And this road is me down, and I'm about worn through. It's taking more from me than I thought I could stand. But now I'm waiting for the day it takes me back, back to burning hell.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are
the green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.